The KVOE Newsmaker segment taking place here as we speak, and we're pleased to have with us Newman Regional Health Events Coordinator Sailor Middleton. We are deep into the process for Denim and Diamonds. We've got activities that are really lining up on the calendar, and things are really lining up well. Sailor, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
So far, so good. Well, you know, the last time we had you in, about a week ago, we were talking about the tickets for the main event, the signature event coming up here on August 2nd. And at that time, we were talking about there's a few tickets left. By the time we met the next time, or at least Ron and I mentioned the next day, those tickets were gone.
Absolutely.
And the plan was then to start rolling out some more tickets here later. What's the plan now?
Yes. So we sold out in that phrase so quickly because we were overwhelmed with the amount of people who purchased tickets, with the amount of sponsorships that were still rolling in. We even had on our paper that the deadline for some sponsorships was in like May, and we are still taking those. So it's overwhelming to see the amount of growth and support we have, not just in the community, but even in surrounding areas outside of our community. So we have now 50 tickets that we have now found and counted for, and that being because we have that overwhelming support of donors from inside the community and outside that are unable to attend the event, or they have specifically chose to donate their seats back to the event. So that's how we found more tickets. So we almost just needed time to kind of figure that out, and then now we're able to release more. So it is so exciting. We are still inching forward, and we are now kind of, you know, putting people in the seats. So it's like you're seeing it come to life, and we've found more tickets, and we're so glad that we could. And we actually worked with ESU, and they were able to grab a few more tables for our space. So we are using that max capacity. So I'm like, you guys tell me that capacity, and I want to hit that. So
it sounds like you're not going to have any problem either.
Yeah. I mean, and it's one of those things we kind of see it grow every day. So that's why I kind of wanted to get on to this morning and just kind of express that we do still have tickets. I know we kind of jumped the gun on that, but we wanted to be prepared so we knew exactly how many we had.
Okay, for folks that would like those tickets that are now open back up again, how much are those? And has the process changed in case they were thinking about it earlier, didn't, and then they thought they were essentially out of luck?
Yes. So tickets are $100 a piece, and you can find that at newmanrh.org/DD. And it'll take you straight to the website, and it is the same process. So you'll click buy a ticket, and it is the same idea. And you also have an option on that website to purchase your raffle ticket, because we'll raffle that off, and then you'll win a golden ticket possibly.
I want us to focus on the signature event coming up here on the 2nd, because we mentioned here it's Webb Hall. It's going to be a great night. Lay out the night for us here. What's the flow going to be once folks start coming in, and then work us all the way through?
Absolutely. So you'll come in, you'll kind of sit down, you'll get your drinks. We'll have Ron Thomas, who is going to be our MC for the night. So we are so excited to have him join us.
Great job.
Yes, he's awesome. So I'm excited to experience that with him. And so he'll kind of start us off, and then we'll dismiss for dinner, and we'll all kind of have, you know, a couple speeches. We'll have thank yous, and we'll have a couple videos to share that we are pretty proud of. And then we also have an exciting announcement with the Emporia Community Foundation. So we will partner with them for a quick announcement, and then we'll get right to the show. And then we'll have the show for the night. And of course, we have the live auction. So we'll have our live auction go. And then, of course, we'll kind of end off with the concert as well. So it'll be exciting with the silent auction going as well the whole time. So
how exciting is it to bring Thompson Square in?
It's so exciting.
First time we've had a concert with associated with Denim and Diamonds.
Yeah. It's so much fun. I think sitting with their, you know, the call on the agent with the agent was so interesting, you know, being a part of something that I have just never been a part of like that before. But to hear their excitement on the other end as well was super heartwarming. And so being able to kind of prepare, I'm like, okay, so we got to grab all the little things for them because I want them to feel Emporia love from the community. So it's really exciting. It's a change. It's a new addition that we are excited that we are glad that the community is overwhelmed and excited as well, because we just want to be able to, like we stated a couple weeks ago, that we want to bring a huge thank you to them. This night is to thank the community members, the partners, our donors, the businesses who have all bought into our mission, but also believed our mission with us. So they're following along with us.
Sailor Middleton joining us, events coordinator with Newman Regional Health. Again, tickets have opened back up again, a limited amount. The auction items. How is the silent auction going right now?
It's going well. It went live today. So we are just now going live. So you can access that at the same website, newmanrh.org/DD. And on the right-hand column, you'll see the silent auction piece. You can click on it, takes you right there. So you'll see all of the pictures, and the bidding on that is live. So we just started. So I will check, you know, later on to see how it's going. But we have great items. I mean, the baskets to see come into the office, it's so fun to see how excited everybody was. And so not only within the hospital, we have the different departments that have come together to bring baskets for Denim and Diamonds, but also the community members who we've gone out and they have been overwhelmingly willingly donating baskets. So really exciting.
Yeah. And go again to newmanrh.org/DD.
Correct.
For more information on that and also to place your bids. Might as well get it started now.
Absolutely.
You might as well.
Yes, absolutely. Start your bids now on that process. You will also be able to see the live auction. So you'll be able to see those items. You'll kind of prepare maybe what you want to bid on the night of, but all of those will be active to view. The silent auction, you will be active to bid.
Outstanding. Well, Sailor, is there anything else that you wanted to bring up here this morning?
Absolutely. I think the only thing to say is please, if there's any questions or if you'd like to attend, please reach out to me. That website will have information on there, how you can reach a phone number. I'm happy to answer any emails. I constantly look because I want everybody to come. So if there's any questions or any thoughts, please let me know. I would love to help you gather information to come.
I know they're going to have a great turnout on the 2nd.
Absolutely.
So thanks for joining us here today.
Thanks, Chuck. Thank you.
Sailor Middleton, Emporia is the Newman Regional Health Events Coordinator here as we continue the morning show. Don't forget that if you want to be part of the morning show, specifically the Newsmaker segment, let us know by calling us at 620-342-1400, or you can always email kvoe@kvoe.com.